there is news, there is, well, let's say it will please someone. In Germany, one can say most likely it's already possible about the triumph of Merz, the very Merz who was planning to send Taurus missiles to Ukraine. But in general, it must be said that everyone now, everyone, without exception, is stopping the war with such diligence, like a crowd of Lilliputians trying to stop an out-of-control Belles by throwing themselves under its wheels. It's very picturesque, but a bit pointless. In general, all attempts to stop the war look amusing, as if in the hands of the stoppers is a real helm, the steering wheel of history and reality. After all, wars end not when soldiers and missiles run out, but when mutual hatred is exhausted. And there is an abundance of that now. And every new hour of war adds to this hatred. Because thanks to the war, for millions of Russians, a sense of purpose in life has emerged for the sake of the fight. They have gained the right to hate, kill, rape, yet feel like a race of masters. And Russia continues to fuel hatred, not giving part of itself a moment's respite, and not hiding the fact that it has very grand plans, that it is destined to play the only role it can fulfill, being a scarecrow, a prison for peoples, an occupier parasite. Well, it simply cannot be otherwise. What else should it do? What should it live for? How to earn for a beautiful life? For Bohemian diamonds, for the obedient, for palaces in Galenzik, for bribing presidents? In truth, so far in the European Union, it has only managed to buy a couple of the cheapest, like Orban and Fico. But its plans are grand, and it knows nothing but war and occupation. Moreover, Putin's regime is quite amusing. It also cannot count, and has a poor understanding of how much longer it has left to exist. Like all Reichs, of course, it is confident in its eternity, and that even after many, many years, it will still desperately need trench fodder, just as it does today.